Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Joyful Easter, everybody. Today is the day that it all comes together. We've been dealing with Psalm 46 for the last 3 weeks, and these are the words of God's power that we cling to in circumstances like the ones we face today. We've been dealing it with Isaiah 53 in our midweek services. It's this beautiful poem that's written hundreds of years before Jesus is born, before the incarnation, about how Jesus, the suffering servant, would pay for the sins of the world. We've reflected this week together about our Lord's act of service to the disciples in the upper room, his arrest, his betrayal, his suffering, and his death. We spent all day yesterday reflecting on the promises of God in the time between Good Friday and Easter Sunday, when there must have been grief and pain and uncertainty. And now it all comes together this morning, because now, this morning, we can see where all of those threads were always leading. This morning, we see the empty tomb, and we see the fullness of God's victory, because we see that he didn't just have power over nature and over our enemies and over the forces of destruction, but he has power over even death itself. Here in Holy Week, where there's crucifixion, there is resurrection. And that's the key this morning. Where there's crucifixion, where there's death, there is always resurrection. If you've joined us for the past 3 weeks, you probably realize that we've been through all of Psalm 46 at this point. We talked about first verses 1 through 3, where God's in control of nature. Then we talked about 4 through 7, where God's in control of our enemies. And we wrapped up the psalm last week with 8 through 11, where God's in control of all the world. So what's left at this point? Well, I want to go back to this little phrase in verse 5, because it shows us something about how God works. Let me read it to you again. It's very simple and very short. God will help her when morning dawns. God will help her when morning dawns. That's our phrase for this morning. Now, when this was read in Old Testament worship, Psalm 46, or probably sung in Old Testament worship, you know what it brought to mind? It brought to mind the Exodus, God's delivery of the people at the Red Sea. I mean, Israel at night walking through these walls of water. And picture that. There's death on both sides, death by water on either side, death by the Egyptians behind them. They're surrounded by death, and their only hope is that God would make a way for them to the far shore. And then listen to Exodus 14:27. So Moses stretched his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its normal course when morning appeared. And as the Egyptians fled into it, the Lord threw the Egyptians into the midst of the sea. Night was over. Morning came. God acted, and the people were delivered. That's what our Psalm 46 phrase recalls. God will help her when morning dawns. But don't miss the fact that in Psalm 46, it's not past tense, it's future tense. God will help her when morning dawns. So we've got an important lesson here about what it means to be God's people. And I mean, most importantly, how God's people deal with the future and with the unknown. You remember what Psalm 46 is about on the whole? I mean, the reason we're reflecting on it right now is it's a psalm about a time of destruction, a time of chaos. It's a psalm that's written for when God's people are facing the kind of certain death that Israel was facing at the Red Sea. And when God's people are in that kind of situation, when they're facing, you know, death or suffering, uncertainty, pain, grief, loss, we do what Psalm 46 does. We look to the past to face our future. We look at how God has dealt with his people in the past to understand who he is and to understand what it means for this death, this suffering, this uncertainty, pain, grief, and loss. And you know what we come up with? When it comes to God's dealings with his people, where there's death, there's resurrection. And so I've got 3 points for you this morning that I want us to think about. And the first one is this, that this morning is the most important morning. Today we're doing exactly what Psalm 46 says. We look back on what God has done. And today we look back not just on the Exodus, but on the most important morning in all of history. We look back on Easter morning. And it probably seemed at the time like a morning like any other morning. You know, Jesus was dead just as many people were. Jesus was buried just as many people were. Those closest to him were coming out to the cemetery to visit his tomb like many people were. But at dawn, or around dawn on that morning, everything changes and it becomes really clear that this is no ordinary morning. As they're coming to the tomb, the earth itself begins to shake. And it's not just any earthquake, it's a great earthquake, which in and of itself is strange, but then things start to happen very quickly. An angel descends, the guards fall down like dead men, the stone is rolled away, and the angel sits down on top of the stone. Think about that for a minute. The messenger of God sitting on top of this stone that was sealing Jesus' body into the tomb. The women, when they come to the tomb that morning, they get this beautiful visual representation of exactly what's going on. God has put the grave under him. Jesus has won victory over the grave. And you know, when you read that story from Matthew with the earthquake and the people falling down, it's easy to get caught up in all the miraculous stuff. But I'll tell you, the most important thing is what the angel says. Because that is the first ever proclamation of the fulfilled gospel. It's the first time the whole gospel is proclaimed. It's the first words that are spoken in that brand new age that dawned on that very morning. And it's the words that have defined God's gospel and God's people ever since. Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. And so begins the most important morning in all of salvation history. In fact, probably in all of history. The morning that Jesus rises victorious over death itself, because with God, where there is crucifixion, there's resurrection. But if that's as far as it went, if it was just a demonstration of Jesus' victory over death, God's power over death, I mean, what would it matter to us at that point? What difference would it make for us? Psalm 46, though, knows that it's never that simple with God. God will help her when morning dawns. God will help his people, in other words, when morning dawns. When God acts, he acts to deliver his people from death and suffering, uncertainty, grief, pain, and loss. No, this most important morning in all of history, Easter morning, it is God acting for us. And that's our second point today, that this morning is our morning. Our midweek services this week have been looking at Isaiah 53. It's the chapter about the crucifixion and the death and the resurrection of the suffering servant. And this morning, we need to look at verses 10 and 11. This is what they say. When his soul makes an offering for guilt, he shall see his offspring. He shall prolong his days. The will of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Out of the anguish of his soul, he shall see and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to be accounted righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities. See, this is the part of the suffering servant song that turns its attention to Jesus' resurrection. And then also what he calls his offspring. In other words, the church. That's us that Isaiah 53 is talking about. The righteous servant makes many to be righteous. The risen servant makes many to rise. The very next verse, Dr. Chris Mitchell translates this way. He says, he will divide the spoil with the numerous. In other words, the reward. And the reward for Jesus' innocent suffering and death is life. And Christ shares that reward with us. He shares his victory with us. And that means that for us, where there's death, there's resurrection. This morning is our morning. And that leads us to our last point for this morning, for Easter morning. And that's that this morning, this most important morning in all of history, because Jesus shares it with us by faith. Because it is our morning, this morning is for every morning. Not just today, but it's for tomorrow when you wake up. And it's for next week when you're back at work or when you're at home alone. It's for years from now when your life is completely different or when it's exactly the same. Easter morning is for every morning. I was listening to the radio this week, and because of all the religious celebrations from a number of different religions that are falling around this time of year, they were doing a series of reflection on religion and the coronavirus pandemic. And the first reflection was this short one from this Christian woman who said she was spending the week reflecting on Good Friday and Easter Sunday and what they meant. And then she said something really interesting. She said, given the current state of the world, she felt like she related most right now with the Saturday that came in between those two. Chew on that for a minute, because I think it's a really insightful way for us to reflect on this Easter. I mean, it does kind of feel like that Saturday must have felt, doesn't it? Or maybe we feel like Israel felt when they were crossing the Red Sea. Maybe we feel like we are surrounded by death on every side, with our only hope being the way that God will make to the far shore. I mean, in a lot of ways, those situations are the same as ours. Something horrible is happening in the world, and there's no clear picture of how to go forward or even where to go at all. But I'll tell you, the joy of being able to look back on Good Friday and Holy Saturday is the fact that we know that Easter Sunday is what follows. God will help her when morning dawns. Easter morning is for every morning, and no matter how dark the night gets, God will always, always bring the morning. Where there's death, there's resurrection. I'll tell you, probably the darkest it gets right now is the stories that we hear about thousands who have died in the hospitals whose loved ones have been unable to be by their bedside. I heard some discussion about this on the radio as well this week, and it is undeniable that that would be an absolutely gut-wrenching experience, to be unable to care for your loved one as they lay dying, to be unable to sit by their bedside as they take their last breath, to be unable to speak words of comfort to them in their last hour, unable to say goodbye to them one last time. But listen to me, because this is the most important part of this morning. For God's people, where there is death, there is always, always, always resurrection. And you know what that means? It means that any time that you say the word last, you got to add a qualifier to it. Last hour on this earth. Last breath for now. Last goodbye until we see each other again. Because see, this most important morning of all mornings, this morning in which we share, it means that there is no last goodbye for us. You share in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And that means even though it feels like we are in the middle of the Red Sea, surrounded by death on every side, God is helping us now, and the sunrise on the far shore is not far off. Even though it feels like we are in Holy Saturday right now, the ultimate Easter morning is right around the corner. The day when our stones get rolled away. The day when all the death and the suffering and the uncertainty and grief and pain and loss are gone forever. Whenever we encounter death, or even one of the little subsidiary incarnations that we all face every day, remember that God has power over even that, even death. And where there's death for God's people, there is always resurrection. No matter how dark the night gets, God always brings the morning. When you wake up tomorrow, or when you wake up the day after that, or the weeks, or the months, or the years after that, even on the morning of the worst day of your life, even on the morning of the last day of your life, Easter morning is for those mornings. No matter how dark your mornings or your evenings are, no matter what your mornings bring, the victory of Easter gives you victory every single day. This morning is for every morning. I want to close this morning by singing one of our most famous hymns that speaks to that. I didn't put it in the service today because, you know, it's not really an Easter hymn, but in this time of mornings filled with uncertainty and even fear, it seemed like a good one for us to sing together. So let's sing verses 1 and 3 of Great is Thy Faithfulness. May God bless you this morning, and may He remind you every single morning that He is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.